Daily Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network.
The reading is from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, verses 12 through 17, and verses 21 through 26. In those days, the apostles returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath's day journey away. And when they had entered, they went up to the upper room, where they were staying, Peter and John and James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus and Simon the Zealot and Judas the son of James. All these with one accord devoted themselves to prayer, together with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. In those days Peter stood up among the brethren, the company of persons was in all about 120, and said, "Brethren, the scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke beforehand by the mouth of David, concerning Judas, who was guide to those who arrested Jesus. For he was numbered among us, and was allotted his share in this ministry. So one of the men who have accompanied us during all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John until the day when he was taken up from us, one of these men must become with us a witness to his resurrection." And they put forward two, Joseph called Barsabbas, who was surnamed Justus, and Matthias. And they prayed and said, "Lord, who knowest the hearts of all men, show which one of these two thou hast chosen to take the place in this ministry and apostleship, from which Judas turned aside, to go to his own place." And they cast lots for them, and the lot fell on Matthias, and he was enrolled with the 11 apostles. Today's Gospel is according to St. Matthew, chapter 24, verses 13 through 28. The Lord said to his disciples, "He who endures to the end will be saved." And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. So when you see the desolating sacrilege spoken of by the prophet Daniel standing in the holy place, let the reader understand, then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let him who is on the housetop not go down to take what is in his house, and let him who is in the field not turn back to take his mantle. And alas, for those who are with child, and for those who give suck in those days, pray that your flight may not be in winter or on a Sabbath, for then there will be great tribulation, such as has not been from the beginning of the world until now, no, and never will be. And if those days had not been shortened, no human being would be saved, but for the sake of the elect, those days will be shortened. Then if anyone says to you, "Lo, here is the Christ," or "There he is," do not believe it, for false Christs and false prophets will arise and show great signs and wonders, so as to lead astray, if possible, even the elect. Lo, I have told you beforehand. So if they say to you, "Lo, he is in the wilderness," do not go out. If they say, "Lo, he is in the inner rooms," do not believe it. For as the lightning comes from the east and shines as far as the west, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. Wherever the body is, there the eagles will be gathered together. On this day, the 9th of August, we commemorate Matthias, Apostle of the 70. After Judas by transgression fell from his apostleship and hanging himself out of despair ended his life with a wretched and shameful death, then, that the number of the 12 not be lacking, all the disciples gathered in one place after the ascension of the Savior, the number of men and women being 120, and they chose two men from among them, Joseph called Barsabbas, who was also surnamed Justus, and Matthias, and they set them in the midst. Then they prayed to God and cast lots, and the lot fell upon Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. And thus, having taken the place of Judas, Matthias fulfilled the work of apostleship, and the prophecy concerning Judas, which the Holy Spirit foretold by the mouth of David, and his bishopric let another take. After this, it is said, Matthias preached the gospel in Ethiopia and completed his life there in martyrdom. Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts, used by permission, all rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and Lives of the Saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's Online Chapel Initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to readings and remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.